I'm Carrie. I'm the host here of Best of Us Investors. We're a channel that I started November of 19, and my goal was to build a tribe, a tribe of like-minded people who are interested in making money in the stock market, and I wanted to share my experience and my knowledge. I'm a retired financial advisor. I had built one of the largest financial planning practices in the United States in the Ameriprise system, and I sold it in 2005 and retired. And because of some things that happened, I had a need to get back involved and occupy my mind. And as I said, in 2019, I started this YouTube channel. We're right at the verge of getting 100,000 investors. I approach it a little bit differently. As an advisor, a financial advisor, I advise my clients to diversify. As a retired individual, I basically look at the stock market as an opportunity to grow my wealth exponentially. I spend a lot of time looking into the future, reading books about how we got here to where we are in the economic situation we find ourselves and where we're going and what opportunities are in the future and where I should put my money, not to get the growth of the S&P 500, but to get exponential growth, to have some stocks that are going to give me probably a 35 to 40% return, but also go and find some stocks that could give me a 200 or a 300 or a 500% return in a year. So that's my objective. Now, the other things that are going on in my life is I've been diagnosed that I may have prostate cancer, and so I may be looking at some medical procedures. So my mind has gone in that direction. The other thing you need to know is I'm very zeroed in on what I invest in. Right now, I only want to invest in robotics, 3D printing, biotech, EV and 5G. And that's because I think that's where the big change is going to happen in our society in the next 3 to 10 years. And that's where I want to be. So what I want to talk about today is something in the surgery field, the robotic field, and how I came to be looking at this. And then I want to walk you through the research that I did and how I came to several stocks that I want to buy and why I want to buy them. So let me get my notes together. As I say, I've been doing some research and I have about 12 pages of data here that I'm compiled that I want to share with you. Be right back.
Best of Us Investors presents Carrie Griegmeier.
Okay, as I said, I could be facing some medical procedures. In fact, this video is probably airing on Tuesday. Tomorrow, I have an appointment with a doctor to find out if I do or I don't have prostate cancer, and then if I do, what kind of procedure. And I've talked in other videos about what I intend to do if I do, and you can find that in another video. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is I went to my Discord. The Discord, Best of Us Investors, has a Discord, and this is where we have right now about 10,000 people who come together and share information about what they're looking at and what they're investing in. And then we have a Patreon section where they get access to my portfolio and my daily trades and my blog. And they also, one of the favorite parts I have is they ask me questions. And quite often what they ask and what I ask them to ask is, after you've done some research and you really believe in a company and it falls into the categories that I'm interested in, ask me if I've taken a look at it. So Joff, G-E-O-F-F, Powderham, lives in a village outside of Kent, England, wrote me and said, I'm looking at this stock in the medical device field and in your situation, and you ought to take a look at it. So I did. As I say, I put together about 12 pieces of paper here as I dug into it. And I want you to understand how I go about it. It's in the medical device field. It involves robots, robot-assisted operations. So I went and looked at the specific company he was asking me, and then I looked and I found 11 companies that are the leaders in this field, and they range from Intuitive Surgical, which is the largest. They have a robotic system called a Divanchi robot, which they are constantly upgrading, and it is a it's selling for $792, and it's a $96 billion stock. So it's a substantial stock, and they are the leaders. I don't want to spend $792 on a stock. The second players in this is Medtronic. They are actually the largest of medical devices, and this goes through the whole spectrum of devices that they use in hospitals and medical fields. They're also a $96 billion stock. They sell for about $119. The third player in this field is Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is four times the size of any of them. It's a $421 billion stock, and it sells for $160. So none of those three are going to offer what I'm looking for, and that is exponential growth. It just isn't there. What I see these guys as are the acquirers. These are the people, particularly Intuitive Surgical. These are the players who are going to go and find the small companies that come up with some advancements on what they're doing that they can incorporate into their business and make their products even better. Or maybe they can, the smaller companies are more diversify or more specific, and they can grow exponentially. So I looked, I continued to look. I came up with names like Smith and Nephew, a London company that's about a $19 billion company that's involved in orthopedic surgery. Another one that is very promising is Zimmer Biomed, and it's a $33 billion company, but again, it sells for $158 a share. So I'm not seeing an exponential growth opportunity. The two that really stuck with me, and I will share this on my Discord. I'll get a copy of this to Drew, and he'll put it up. And what it does is it goes through these 11 companies. It gives their ticker symbols, and it gives their market cap, and their price, and then I've put some notes adjacent to them so that they stay fresh to my mind as to what I want to do. So the first one, and the one that Joff asked me to look at, is TransEndix, TRANS capital ENTX. This is a $116 million. That's with an E. All the others All the others we've been talking about were with a B, billions. And it's a $1.16 stock. It's shot up about 28% just a couple of days ago because they got an FDA approval here in the United States for some of the hardware that they're selling. I like them, of course, because of their price. The other thing that I compared to what they're doing to what the Divanchi robot of Intuitive Surgical is, and what they offer that I didn't see that would be an improvement on the Divanchi. Understand, the robot doesn't do all the work. The doctor directs the robot. They make small incisions, maybe in the belly button, or go through very small incisions. And then also they may, in a lot of these, they make another cut somewhere else where they put the camera in. So you've got one doctor or technician driving the camera, and then you've got the surgeon driving the instruments of the robotic invasive device. And they go in and they make their cuts and their slices. And then normally what happens if they're taking something out or they're repairing something, they've got an arm that goes in and does the cut. They've got another one that's a suction cup or suction, and it slices, or they slice and dice, and then they suck the thing out. And then they got another one that does stitching and or brings something new in, whether it be a stent or some new addition. You get the drift. So what they lack, though, is the touch, okay? And Transendix has put through vibration and sensors, they have put the touch into the instruments. So as the doctor is driving these instruments in the steering wheel, if you will, or joystick, whatever, they're getting sensations of touch. As I understand it, the Givenchy robot doesn't have that. The other element is, in their devices, they're bringing the eyes into the instruments. So in other words, the doctor who is doing, the surgeon who's doing the work, isn't speaking to someone, move that camera here, move that camera there. They have actually made it possible that as the doctor moves his head in to get a closer look, the camera on the instrument moves in. So he's actually controlling his view by the movement of his head and the expansion of his eyes. So I assume they have something that is watching his face that translates to the instruments and makes it better. So I see that, and I say they're a $116 million company, whereas Intuitive, who owns the Givenchy, is a $96 billion, or Johnson & Johnson is a $421 billion company. They could absorb this very quickly. And if they did, there is going to be a premium, and I'm going to profit. Okay, so that's kind of where I'm going. Then the second one that I'm interested in is called Titan, ticker symbol TMD, Titan. This is a Canadian company. It is $1.50 stock as opposed to the Transendix, which is $1.16. So that's appealing on both a part of them. It is a $116 million Canadian dollar, whereas Transendix was a $116 million, 116 to 162. What I liked about this is they are already partnering with Medtronic. If you remember, Medtronic is in market cap number one or number two. They're right up there with Intuitive Surgical. So I like that because they've already got a relationship with Medtronic, who is the largest medical device company in the world. So I see those two and say, hey, 500 shares of each one of them, probably even maybe 5,000 shares. I don't know. I'm going to make that decision, and I'm going to buy those two stocks on Monday. Now, what I want you to do is, I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go, and I'm going to put, I found an excellent article that goes through all 11 of these stocks and gives the writer's take on them. So I'm going to put a link to this article, and it's basically 12 surgical robotic companies you need to know. So in the description, right after the description, you're going to find a link with those words on them, 12 surgical robotic companies you need to know. And that'll take you to this article. So what I then take away from all this is, what are the pros and cons, and why do I believe this is a big winner of the future? Well, the pros are, it cuts the time of the surgery, the actual time of the surgery, down substantially, which thus makes the surgery less expensive, because the cost of surgery is the time you're in the operating room and the number of people that you're paying to be in that room. So it's going to bring eventually, once that you amortize the cost of the robotics, it's going to bring the cost down. Surveys have shown that by using these apparatuses, these robots, the results are somewhere between 10 and 20% better. Because you tend to eliminate human error, and I'll explain that in a bit here in a second. Thus, everything becomes less expensive. Also built into these devices, these robots, is artificial intelligence. So what does that mean? That basically means we're going to stop here, and I'm going to turn my phone off. The other big takeaway is artificial intelligence. So what's happening is this robotic device is learning as the operation takes place. And then it compiles that learning and helps make future decisions. Let me walk that through as I understand it. I'm a 29-year-old recent graduate, and I'm a surgeon. I go in and I do my first surgery unassisted, and I learn. And then I do another one, and then I do another one, and then I do, with each one, I learn more, and I become better. As I become better, I become more expensive. As I become the best, I am the most expensive. Well, with this kind of surgery, we have artificial intelligence that is learning. And let's say that we have 1,000 of these devices around the world, and that the company provider gathers this data, and each operation creates more learning for the overall backup data and software of all 1,000. So the learning becomes exponential, and there is no cap. The other thing that comes into this, and this really plays, we experienced this with my daughter's cancer. The first time after they amputated her leg to get rid of the cancer, and then it showed up in her lung the size of a pea, we made a mistake, and we had some aged doctor, renowned doctor in Atlanta, but he was old. So he took and made an incision. There's a spot of cancer the size of a pea on her lung. He opens her up from chest to back and rolls open her chest and goes in and takes out that pea. Okay? Well, he didn't get it all. It dripped. Okay? So 5-6 months later, it shows up again, this time the size of an apricot. This time we get a younger doctor who is using some robotics, and he goes in and makes a tiny incision about the size of your thumbnail in her chest, puts something in, goes and directs that to the apricot, slices and dices it, and sucks it out. Okay? Doesn't create a scar from chest to back, and doesn't create a situation where it takes her 6 weeks to recover. Instead, it's in and out, and she's back to work the next week. That's the difference. Okay, so when that's one of the pros, that it's less invasive, and then I think the real massive one is the exponential learning factor. And it's not limited to one guy's head. It's the cumulative learning, which is magnificent. Again, the cons were that you don't have your eyes on the work. You're not in there seeing it. But with this work, or the improvements that TransNX is making and Tix is making. They have created the touch and feel and the eyes. So that's what I think the big bonus is here. So that's where I want to grow. That's where I see the exponential growth. I see the exponential growth in the field. I think we're all going to, in my case, if I do have to have some level of surgery, which I'm going to ask, is there a robot that can do it rather than a human being? Or is there a robotic device that will be less invasive? Because I think I know the hole they're going to go into if, in fact, I have some sort of surgery or radiation or whatever. I think I know where they're entering. Is there a less invasive way of doing it? And can I incorporate this kind of device into my surgery? So that's where I'm going with this. So again, I'll be buying TRXC and TMD at the open of the market on Monday. I will share all my documentation, my watch list, and the notes that I've taken on my Discord. Again, I want to share with you so that if you're new to this channel, you understand what the Discord is. It's where we all meet. You go to Best of Us Investors. You sign up. You'll also find my library there at Best of Us Investors and all the books that I read. You'll find our store so you can have a cool cap like this and wear your colors that says you're a part of Best of Us Investors. But more important, you go to the Discord. If you want access to my information, my portfolio, my buys, my sells, what I buy it at, whatever, and a daily look at my portfolio, you enter the Patreon. We do have a no charge part. We're considering putting some sort of a charge to keep the spammers out, but we'll talk about that another time. Okay, I've taken enough of your time. Our channel is growing leaps and bounds. We're just passing 100,000 subscribers, and I would predict we'll be to 200,000 with it by I don't know, June of 2021. Because again, I'm not interested in what happened last year, and I'm interested in what's going to happen in 2021, 2022, 23, and where I can get exponential growth. Because I have three objectives, and I want you to adapt these three objectives. One, make good, educated financial decisions. Number two, keep more of what you make. Learn the tax code. There's a reason why rich people are rich. And number three, create family wealth. That's why you're put on this earth, to make the life for those who follow you better. One way you can do is pass $24 million on to them. That's what a couple can pass on in the United States currently, estate tax-free. So that's my channel. That's my take on medical devices and medical robotics. It will go into my purchase and watch list. And that'll also be on the Discord of what I'm watching. Okay. Thank you, Joff, from a village outside of Kent, UK. And the rest of you, please keep the information coming. And we're going to get wealthy together. All right.